your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Harry Graves.
From the Bainbridge-Guilford Central School District in Bainbridge, New York, it's time for football on WCDO. Good evening, everybody. I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And coming up in just a couple of more moments, we'll have another football game involving one of our fine Tri-Town area teams. It's going to be the Delhi Bulldogs coming in to take on the BG Bobcats. And what a contest it should be. Well, Mr. Bill, we had the opportunity to watch what you called the most exciting game of the weekend involving the BG Bobcats down at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton last Saturday night. What impressed you about the Bobcats in that game?
I think the running game for them was the thing that stood out the most. The fact that they have two backs in the backfield with Jake Mazzarella and Justin Sirigliano, they can interchange them. They are both very powerful running backs. They're not the biggest guys, but they can get it done, and they just dominated that Seton Catholic defense last week on the road. That was a key for them. Now they're 1-0 coming to their home field for the first time. Crowd excited. They're ready to go.
And if you remember right, that BG Bobcat team was going up against a huge Saints defensive unit. They were big guys. We'll talk more about that later on. Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is being brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara, Truck and Auto Center, right here, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, New York. For the very best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans, all backed up by expert service. See the service professionals at Chambers and O'Hara. Give them a call, Sydney, 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, the players, and the fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season. Mr. Bill, look at the numbers of this week's line compared to last week's. Last week we were looking at 250, 225, 235, all the way down the line. And when you look at some of the players that Delhi is throwing in there, they do have some good guys in the center of the line that are up over 200 pounds. But the guys in the backfield, all 150, all 160, all 145, this is going to be a definite game of push and shove.
Absolutely.
We'll be back with more of the pregame show coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections, to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry designer mulch in the spring and summer and bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Hi, this is Melissa Bertzel with Gates Cole Insurance. We know, unfortunately, the weather is changing. You can't control the weather, but you can control how you are protected when the unthinkable happens. At Gates Cole Insurance, we guide you through the whole insurance buying experience. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, RV, life, or business, our agents have the knowledge and experience to provide you with the right insurance for the right price. Call today, 563-2171, and find out how Gates Cole Insurance can help you. My name is Melissa Bertzel, and we make life simple.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Curry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Bainbridge Guilford as we are getting ready for the contest between the Delhi Bulldogs. They are decked out in traveling white uniforms today with dark numerals, and the BG Bobcats decked out as the Dark Force. They're very dark blue uniforms and white numerals. So we will be seeing the BG Bobcats for the second time this season. We'll be seeing the Delhi Bulldogs for the first time. So, Mr. Bill, you happen to have a moment or two. Why don't you set the stage on the offensive unit that we're going to be seeing a little bit later on from Delhi?
All right, and looking at Delhi, the center is the junior number 54, Tyler Cumston. The right tackle, junior number 68, Ken Matice. The right tackle is number 75, the junior Brandon Mole, right guard. And the receiver is senior number 22, Brandon Simmons. Looking at the left tackle is sophomore number 70, Peter Lamacos. And the left guard is number 74, Brandon Line. Receiver setting up on that side of the field is senior number 86, Austin Gallo. And the quarterback, the senior 5'10", number 11, Ben Dennison. And a trio of upperclassmen in the backfield, juniors Noah DeDominicus and Brian Ingram, and senior number 30, Mike Newman.
It is going to be a very interesting thing to watch. We had a pair of brothers on this team, the DeDominicus boys. Ben is not in starting tonight. Somebody told me he may have been bumped up a little bit last week, but junior, that is Noah DeDominicus, wearing number 28. He's the running back, and he is going to be just churning out the yards today. Looks like we're going to have a couple of moments here before we get going, so why don't you set the offensive unit also for the BG Bobcats while we're getting ready to go.
And the Bobcats have a very similar starting lineup to what we saw last week when they were on the road in Seton Catholic. The center is the senior, Tim Waltz. Right tackle, number 77, senior Tyler Johnson, and the right guard is number 52, Chris Pirelli. The left tackle is the junior number 65, Shane Curtin. Left guard, also a junior number 72, Kevin Forrest. Receiver number 12, Cole Webb, and the tight end is the senior Austin Bowerly. Quarterback, the senior Corbin Palmer, the lefty, will start for the Bobcats. In the backfield, the two senior running backs we mentioned in the pregame show, Jake Mazzarella and Justin Sirigliano. And the wingback is junior Lucas Butcher.
So, Mr. Butcher, we saw him do so many things so well last week, we probably expect the same thing. Coach Tim Mattingly is shouting various commands to the press box from down on the sideline, and he is the man who is going to be running the whole show for the BG Bobcats. He did that so effectively last week. Very interesting, as we had the all of the people that were scouting here last week, as they were all sitting right in front of us. We had Norm Kaufman from Oxford, and we had the people from Unitigo, we had these two coaches from Delhi, and way across the field, you could see the dominating figure of Timmy Mattingly walking up and down the line, shouting out the commands for the BG Bobcats. So across the way, we have the Delhi Bulldogs being introduced, and we are going to be having the BG Bobcats introduced to the fans here at the stands tonight. This is the first game at home for the BG Bobcats. We'll tell you more about the things that are coming up for them a little bit later on. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO. D-O.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the catalog outlet stores, you'll find quality brand name home furnishings for every room, including sofas, recliners, bedrooms, dining rooms, entertainment centers, and much more. And for a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress. From our in-store sleep centers, nobody sells mattresses for less. Open 7 days a week or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. The Catalog Outlet, celebrating 23 years of offering you the best for less.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat, vanilla.
That's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef.
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Trackside Dining always has something new to tempt your taste buds. From awesome specials, many including soup and salad bar, to our fabulous desserts. Come on in for our friendly food and fresh people. We will cater any event, any size, on or off our premises. Deliveries are available anytime, 7 days a week. Do you know we've been here on Main Street almost 20 years now and still going strong? Hope you will visit soon for a great experience and wonderful food at Trekside Dining, 88 Main Street, Sydney, 563-3737.
We're specialists in you. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Roberts Eye Care Associates.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, they have the meeting of the co-captains out in the center of the field as they start getting ready to hear the last-minute instructions for the referees. Mr. Bill, it gives me the opportunity to talk about a very special event that's happening actually tomorrow. And we will pass it along because a gal that some people here would know as Judy McCowan, Judy Patel, she is going to be performing with DJ, all of a sudden I'm losing DJ's name. All of a sudden, I totally blanked out on what his name is. But in any event, they're going to be, they're called Party of Two, and they're going to be down at the Town Hall. That coming up tomorrow, playing a lot of those old great 60s and 70s music. They're going to be Neil Diamond. If you've never heard DJ Potter, if you've never heard DJ Potter sing, he sounds so much like Neil Diamond. It's wonderful. And then Karen Carpenter and some of the other great songstresses of that time will be interpreted by Judy Patel, and it's something you won't want to miss. So 8 o'clock, curtain time tomorrow. Be there, Town Hall. Can't say any more than that. Okay, it is going to be the ball teed up by the Delhi Bulldogs. I got to get in, just watching myself here. And the ball is going to be kicked away by number 54. That is going to be hit down by Ben Dennison and out of bounds. And as a result, it is going to be put in play, let's see, at about the 20-yard line. That's where they've thrown the marker down. We'll see if there's going to be a flag or if that was just the marker. So it will be the Bobcats up on offense first. Corbin Palmer, along with Jake Mazzarella, Justin Sirigliano, and Lucas Butcher in the backfield. And they will be off and ready to go. The ball being put in bounds at the 35-yard line. So first play from scrimmage at the 35. The snap, and it's going to be kept on the ground. Number 21, Jake Mazzarella. Look out, it could be a broken play. Beautiful. Down toward the end zone and on in. So we end up with Jake Mazzarella. And I don't know if... I didn't think of a scrap of paper, but if you happen to have one, fine. If not, we'll flip something over. He ends up scampering 65 yards on the first play from scrimmage, and he will go on in from there. And all of a sudden, the BG Bobcats find themselves up by a score of 6-0.
Talk about efficient offense, Harry. First play, Mazzarella got it done.
So Corbin Palmer now goes ahead, tees the ball up, gets that big swing on it. He lofts it up through the uprights, and the score goes 7-0. So with that, you have yourself an immediate lead, and this may be indicative of the potent BG offense today. The cheerleaders down below us are doing their required push-ups. And we'll be back with more football for you in just a moment on your station for sports, WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves back here at BG's Field for the contest between the BG Bobcats and the Delhi Bulldogs. So after the very quick touchdown, the BG Bobcats will kick it away, and it is going to be down across midfield, across the 40, and it looks like they'll put it in play at about the 34-yard line as the Delhi Bulldogs get their opportunity to get their hands on the football for the first time. So it is Tyler Cumston who is the center. He breaks out over the football. He's a 5'9", 220-pound junior. Ben Dennison, the quarterback, now takes the snap from center, hands it off to Noah DeDominicus. And Noah, the scrappy junior, gets across the line of scrimmage up for about a 5-yard gain before he is going to be hammered down. Way off on the far sideline. They'll mark it down as about a 6-yard gain. Do you want to say DeDominicus for me?
Yeah, DeDominicus with a good run there. And this is a crucial drive for Delhi. All the momentum clearly with the BG Bobcats after that 65-yard run first play from scrimmage. And you do not want to go three and out. Give the Bobcats the ball back quickly up by 7.
Noah's probably the only member of the whole team that I have ever met before. The snap goes back to Dennison. Dennison firing it out again for DeDominicus at the 49-yard line. A completed forward pass and a first down for the Delhi Bulldogs. So give Dennison a pass on that one of about 10 yards. Going from the 39 up to the 49-yard line, a reception in there for Noah DeDominicus. Noah, not the largest guy on the team, 5'8", 155 pounds, but showing his stuff on the first two plays of this ball game.
And it looked like a broken coverage defensively for the Bobcats that allowed DeDominicus to get that wide open.
Dennison, again, taking the snap. He's going to keep it and run himself this time, not get any running room at all. As the man who comes down to bring him down is going to be big number 79. That is Bobby Holden. Holden gets a hand on him and trips him up and drops him down. Second and 10. The DeDominicus clan lives up on Franklin Mountain. They can almost look down into Oneonta. That's how far the school district comes toward Oneonta. They certainly are probably in air miles much closer to Oneonta than they are to Delhi. But that's where they go to school. So a momentary pause in the action as both of the coaches want to have a word with their players out there. This is another one of those non-league games. Even though these two schools are very much the same size, the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats play in a division, Division 6. They play against Oxford, Unadilla Valley, and Unitico. Delhi plays in Division 7. They go up against Deposit Hancock, Harpersville, and Walton for their league games. I still have not managed to get across, to get to somebody yet to find out why all eight of these aren't in one league instead of two four-team leagues. Maybe before the end of the season, I will have that explained to me. Second and about 10 coming up. The ball is going to be snapped back to Dennison. He lets DeDominicus go on by, and then Dennison runs it himself right up the middle, picks up another first down as he will get down across the 40 to the 39-yard line.
The Bobcats keying early on Noah DeDominicus. I'll get that name right by the end of the night. But Dennison, the quarterback, kept the ball for himself and scampered right up the middle as he got a good hole for about 11 yards for the first down.
DeDominicus. The one I had the trouble with is I didn't know when I got one of the things coming in, there was a little, I don't know, accent goo on it or whatever, and so I didn't know if it was mole or mole. They tell me it's mole. Man going into motion, Mike Newman. Newman now comes in and doesn't figure in the play as the ball is going to be carried by Brian Ingram, and Ingram fights his way up through the center of the BG line, picking up about 8.
And Ingram, 6 foot, 190 pounds, a bigger and more powerful runner than a few of the other backs in the Delhi backfield. That's going to be something to watch for. He might come in handy near the goal line.
Tomorrow night, the contest will be the Unitigo Spartans down at Alumni Stadium in Binghamton going up against the Seton Catholic Central Saints. It'll be the second time we've seen both of those teams. Newman goes in motion and then has to run back to his position and get set. Now there is a flag going to be thrown. I don't know if it was because the man was out of position or if it was a different infraction on a different player, but it is going to be a legal procedure against the offensive team, the Delhi Bulldogs.
And that penalty negates that powerful run that we just saw by Ingram. And
well, it moves back a good chunk of it, that's for sure. Ball moved back across the 35 to about the 37-yard line. Second, and we'll call it 8. Dennison, 5'10", 195-pound senior, wants to pass. He passes out on the flat to Austin Gullo. Complete pass to Gullo. Gullo, a 5'10", 200-pound senior, he's a good target. Not much gain on that play. It looks like it's going to be up about to the 30-yard line once they finally decide where they're officially going to put the ball. It will be inches short of the first down. They're actually, the ball was right over on the sideline, so they're marking the ball. Now coming in with the chains, and they will mark it down to make sure it's exactly, so it's not moved an inch forward or an inch back, but exactly where it is.
And it was a good thing Dennison released that ball, because Austin Bowerly, who's a tight end and also a DN for the BG Bobcats, came in with a full head of steam. He was unaccounted for on the offensive line, and if Dennison hung onto that football for even maybe a split second longer, that could have easily been a sack.
I think that is what's called chewing them up and spitting them out. So he could do that. So now they have marked the chains. They're going to put the ball down at about the 29 and a half yard line. It's about the length of the football to go, maybe two lengths of the football. Third, and we'll call it one. We may be generous on that. Ben Dennison puts his head down and says, I'm going to sneak on through there. The official is right there and throws the marker down, but I'm looking at it now and wondering if it's the marker or a flag. And they're going to say face mask against the BG Bobcats. And with that, you see Corbin Palmer turn around, look over to the coach saying, what's going on? What was that call? And the team moves back. Another fine night for football. So a cloudy, overcast day.
A little bit warm, actually,
but now it's getting quite nice.
Yeah, sorry, Harry, but not exactly sure of the yardage, because Dennison got to about the 27.5. They only moved the ball up about 3 or 4 yards for Delhi.
D. Dominicus with the ball. Noah tries around the right corner. He'll get a little bit of running room as he managed to make that cut and then advance upfield a couple yards. He will get down. We will call it to about the 22-yard line. Second and still about 8. Oh, Harry Graves and Billy Blake here on a Friday night from beautiful Bainbridge, Guilford. Dropping back, Dennison. Oh, he has an open man. He was firing it out there toward Brandon Simons. But Simons, even though he was in the clear, couldn't catch up to the football. And it all goes as a long strike.
Just like a simple slant route for Simons, and I don't know if he got his head turned around quick enough, because Dennison threw a bullet to him, and he was wide open. If he got his hands on that ball, would have been a first down, possibly more for Delhi.
So we'll call it third down, and still about 8. Simons split out to the near side. D. Dominicus goes in motion. The ball is going to be kept by Dennison. He is going to be close to first down territory, but coughs up the ball. And the BG Bobcats are cheering as if they had managed to recover the fumble. They have not signaled that yet. Now they're going to say it is first down for the Delhi Bulldogs, as apparently the officials ruled that that play had been stopped before the ball bounced loose. What could happen in that situation if the player's knee went down before he ended up coughing it up? The play is stopped right there.
Yep, the ground
and
cannot hold the fumble.
And then 2 or 3 steps, milliseconds later, the ball's up. Not a fumble. So here we go, 1st and 10. You got Dennison. I don't know if you gave him anything. Ooh, look out. It is going to be a pass to Simons. Brandon Simons manages to go in as he scampers in from about the 11-yard line. So it's going to be a pass to Simons from Dennison. And that makes it now a 7-6 ball game. You may have thought that this might turn out to be one-sided. Maybe not the case. Point after attempt coming up. We are going to be having Ben Dennison come back onto the field. He'd gone over to talk to Coaches Kelly, father and son coaches for the Delhi Bulldogs. Noah D. Dominicus going into motion. They're going to try to keep it on the ground. Dennison is going to pass. complete as he goes down in there to number 22, Brandon Simons. And with that, the two-point conversion manages to put the Delhi Bulldogs up on top by an 8-7 score. First period action, 6:55 showing on the clock. Man, this one is going to be a thriller. You're listening to Football on a Friday Night on WCDO.
Mike and Kathy Butler, along with the Butler Auto Sales family, wish all their customers a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. They've given their employees the full weekend off and will be closed through Monday so they can enjoy time with their families. Butler Auto Sales also wishes the best of luck to all Tri-County area high school sports teams as they begin the new season. Butler Auto Sales will reopen Tuesday with their incredible selection, low prices, and special savings with the SFCU OMG Auto Loan Sale. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. See their complete selection at butlerautosales.com.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts clean for this year's heating season. Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kurt also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business, for professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Ben Dennison puts his foot to the ball and lofts it far down into the corner. And the ball will be grabbed down there and brought back out to about the 25-yard line before the ball carrier is going to be tripped up. So the Bobcats will end up taking over at the 25-yard line, just inches high.
And this will just be their second play from scrimmage offensively after the long touchdown run from Mazzarella. We'll see how Delhi responds defensively now that they have put 8 points on the scoreboard.
Great point that I didn't even think about is this is only their second one. Ball going to be kept on the ground. Justin Sirigliano will carry. He will pick up yards, about six of them. He gets it across the 30 to the 31-yard line. Corbin Palmer, the quarterback, Jake Mazzarella, number 21, Justin Sirigliano, 28, Lucas Butcher, number 7, all men in that backfield for the Bobcats. The ball will be going to the second man through. Sirigliano will manage to pick up a good chunk of yardage as he's got about 12. He gets the ball now across the 40 to the 42-yard line. And the Bobcats begin to rumble a little bit. And with that, we will have timeout called by the Delhi Bulldogs. So it's one of those evenings where you may see all kinds of timeouts. We have a lot of games going on around the area tonight. You and I were talking before that there are so many games that are important. Of course, we'll mention the fact that Norwich is playing at Owego only because they're a nearby team, not because they play any of the Tri-Town area teams regularly. Unadilla Valley down at Oxford, that'll be one tonight to watch tonight because we'll see them maybe next week, as a matter of fact, I think. Then coming up not very long after that, we're going to be seeing Green later this season. Walton is traveling to Green for a Friday night game down on the turf. Shenango Forks, we saw them last week. They'll be taking on Oneonta up at Oneonta. And as we said, this game tonight here at Bainbridge-Guilford, one of the Friday night features. It's far as Saturday games are concerned, Sydney at Whitney Point, we have been notified that that's got a later start. We'll start at 3 o'clock. We'll pick up the others in a few moments. The ball going to be put into action and kept on the ground. It's going to be one of those short runs in a cloud of dust. Well, maybe not too much dust on this field. The ball will be advanced only a matter of inches. They finally move the marker maybe two lengths of the football. It will bring up a second, and we'll call it 10.
And I don't think it was a clean snap with the center and the quarterback, Corbin Palmer, as the center just laid on the football. So BG Bobcats didn't even really have much of a chance to get a play there with the fumble.
So the Bobcats now going to try to get something going, as it will be Mazzarella who will carry the ball. He tucks it in under his right arm, tries to come around the right side, gets up close to first down territory, gain on that play of about 8. They will mark the ball down right on the chalk mark at the midfield stripe. And it will bring up a third down situation for the Bobcats. Corbin Palmer comes off to the bench, talks to the coaching staff, picks up the play, now goes back in, splits Lucas Butcher off to the near side, and Palmer will hand it off to Mazzarella again, and Jake Mazzarella breaks loose. It could be enough, and now he goes in from the 50-yard line, so a touchdown coming from the 50-yard line. That one coming with 4:37 on the clock, first period of play. Well, folks, no one said it was going to be a boring evening. So here we go. It will be another kicking situation for Palmer. Our score is 13-8. The snap is high. Palmer finally picks it up. Now wants to throw it. Goes to Austin Powerly. There is a case of turning a kicking play, which would have produced 1 point. It was a broken play, and very alertly, Palmer picks up the football, finds a man open, throws a heck of a long pass. It's a 2-point play, and we have ourselves a 15-8 ball game. Now, go ahead. We planned it that way.
Yeah, Palmer kept his composure beautifully. I mean, you don't see that too often, but Palmer being a quarterback, that's the equivalent of escaping the pocket when you see a blitz coming from the defensive line. And he threw that ball across the field to a wide-open Austin Bowerly. And that two-point conversion, Harry, could very well come back to be the difference in this football game.
Absolutely, absolutely. But you remember, Bowerly at 6'3 and 215 pounds. He's a big target. And Palmer, who has cool under fire, managed to play that one perfectly. You're listening to Sports on a Friday night on WCDO.
Are you ready for winter driving? Have you checked your tires and antifreeze level? Why not stop at Sydney Tire for a free evaluation? Sydney Tire has the right tire to meet your driving needs, from wet traction all-season treads to aggressive, studdable, and non-studdable snow tires. Their friendly, experienced staff is ready to help you. But are you ready for winter driving? Stop into Sydney Tire on Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Or call Sydney Tire at 563-2828 today.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake back here at Bainbridge-Guilford High School, where the Bobcats have gone up by a 15-8 score.
And looking at some stats during that commercial break, Jake Mazzarella, 4 carries for 125 yards and 2 touchdowns. If there was a fantasy league for Section 4 football, you would want Mazzarella starting.
Well, the kick is going to be a long, booming, end-over-end kick. And it ends up going out of bounds, so they're going to bring it out to the 20. And it will be first and 10 for the Delhi Bulldogs from there. I go back a former lifetime, and I enjoyed watching Coach Kelly back in the days when he was a young whippersnapper, if you want to call it, Coach Dave Kelly. And you always knew that a Del High football game was going to be exciting. I'll tell you, now that the coaching duties have gone to the Sun, it hasn't let up a bit. Ball kept on the ground, and it will be carried in there by Brian Ingram. And Ingram, a 6-foot, 195-pound senior, junior, excuse me, manages to pick up about five. He tests the right side, can't break away from the dark blue defenders. I'll tell you, one of the things that I enjoyed was going to football games when I was a kid in school, and from the time that you're probably in seventh grade, you're part of the group. And it's just fun to see cheerleaders cheering and friends doing stuff. Oh, the ball is going to be kept. Who's that going to? 86 in there. That's going to Austin Gullah. So Dennison fires a bullet. And that will get across the 40 to about the 45-yard line. Good pickup on Dennison to Gullah.
And he's got a pretty strong right arm. I haven't seen too many quarterbacks at the high school level throw the ball as hard as he does, and got to give credit to the receivers too, the Bulldogs receivers being able to keep their hands on it.
Yeah, they got magic stick them on their fingers. First and 10 for the Bulldogs, decked out in white. They're going from the 45. Dominicus in motion will be given the football. He gets to the line of scrimmage, runs into blue shirt, gets dumped on his keister. No gain on the play whatsoever.
And he went in motion, and maybe a quarterback keeper. We've seen that where they've gone with DeDominicus in the motion. They'll keep it with Dennis, and that time they give DeDominicus the ball, but to no avail for the Bulldogs.
Oh, poor Noah. He just managed to make that turn to start upfield, and he did it, and whoop. He ran into blue jerseys all over the place. So, did you have any trouble finding your way to the ballpark tonight?
Nope.
Since you got here before I did, but that's beside the point. This time it will be a man in motion again. Flags all over the place, and it is going to be probably an illegal procedure against the Bulldogs. I was noticing as I was coming down, you know, it's funny how you reflect on things years later. And I noticed that there's a big rock cut that we go through, that the interstate highway goes through just before the exit. So as we're coming down from the, I guess it would be east, you go through these big rock cuts. And I can remember, because I had to shoot some television footage back in when they opened that segment of highway. And at that time, there were no trees, no shrubs, nothing, and they're just sheer rock. And now it's all grown up. I couldn't help but notice in my reflective state how much things have changed over time. The ball on the ground, and it will be, let's see, handed off from Dennison to number 42. That's Ingram. Ingram managed to get a couple. Well, Ingram manages to pick up just about what they lost before, so I guess we'll say it's a gain of five to get back what they lost on the previous penalty. Coming out of the ball game, it is going to be, number 35. No, all of a sudden we get feedback from the house mic here. That is going to be Pedro Aparicio coming out of the contest for the Bobcats. And the ball is going to be kept on the ground. Ben Dennison tries to get the center of the field, but he can't find a hole in that Bobcat line. He gets about a yard, but that's going to bring up a fourth down and still about nine. And with that, we are going to have a couple of men go back to receive the football. Lucas Butcher and Cole Webb are dropping back deep for the Bobcats. And we'll see how good Dennison's foot happens to be. He gets the snap. He gets the football away. It bounces once, picked up by Webb. Webb decides that that's not going to go too well, and they're going to say that it's going to be back. His knee went down right where he was receiving the football. So he is going to have that one. He wishes he could have it. He'd have about three more yards. The ball got to be down in the teens. It looks like perhaps about the 17-yard line. The chalk mark, and this time it is real chalk marks, it's not a turf field, is sort of faded out over at that corner of the field.
And going back to that third down play for the Bulldogs, it was third and nine, and they tried a quarterback sneak with Dennison, but the Bobcats defense wouldn't bite.
Cole Webb splits out to the near side. The ball is going to be tossed in the air, intended for Bowerly, Austin Bowerly, right up the center of the field. Actually, that was one of those difficult ones where if he looked over his left shoulder instead of his right shoulder, it might have been right there. Strike one is what they say in baseball terms.
And Bowerly is such a critical part to this Bobcats offense. Not only does he block for the backs, Mazzarella and Sergliano, he is probably the top receiver as the tight end for Bainbridge Guilford.
Cole Webb came onto the near side, came up the field. He drew people this way, and that meant Bowerly sort of had clear sailing up the center of the football field. This time, Webb cuts back to the near side, not quite as far. The ball is going to be pitched out to Mazzarella. Mazzarella picking up about five before he is going to be met by a couple of players. Tyler Cumpston is a 220-pounder, manages to get a shoulder on him and bring the big guy down. So Jake picks up about nine, maybe about eight, gets the ball across the 25-yard line. Corbin Palmer, long count this time. Play will stay on the ground. And we'll see who comes up there with it. Number 21, that was Mazzarella. He did. They may end up measuring. We'll have to see. They're going to eyeball it and have a discussion about this one. They still haven't made up their mind. I think we're going to end up seeing a measurement. Oh, hum-de-dum-de-dum. It gives me an opportunity to remind you that next week it's going to be a Friday night game, Sydney, over at Norwich. It'll be the second time this season that we've seen that press box. And then these very same BG Bobcats will be playing at Unadilla Valley on Saturday afternoon. We'll have both of those ball games for you. Well, the discussion is over, and the indication is first down for the Bobcats. So they move the chains and now get ready to go again. Dropping back, Corbin Palmer, the lefty throws it. He's got it out, intended out there for Lucas Butcher. Butcher goes airborne and the little guy can't get it. He leaped for it, but 5'8 and 143 pounds? And I'll tell you, it could have been 6'6 and 143 pounds, and I don't think he'd have gotten that one.
And he exploded off the line of scrimmage on that post route going towards the middle of the field, and Corbin Palmer got good protection from his offensive line. The Delhi defensive line hasn't really been able to get too much pressure on him so far tonight.
He always gets good coverage. I don't know how. So here we go. It'll be on the ground, and it's going to be Sirigliano, who is still on his feet. It looks like he's got the first down, as they will place that ball down at about the 39 or 40. Let's see. Now they're going to finally say it's about the 37 and a half, midway between the 35 and the 40. First and 10, second first down for the Bobcats in a row. And you're telling me that we're going to have the end of the quarter. So as the BG Bobcats come off the field and then they just let the clock run down from there, then we will see both teams go into their huddles momentarily and we'll be right back. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Get hungry late at night? Working late this weekend? No place open to get a bite to eat? Yes, there is. The Sydney McDonald's drive-thru is open 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The full menu is available, too. So if your tummy rumbles late at night on the weekend, no problem. Big Macs, quarter pounders, chicken sandwiches, salads, fish fillets, ice cream, cookies, value meals, and more, including the dollar menu. It's all available 24 hours every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at the Sydney McDonald's drive-thru. And the lobby is open till 11 p.m. 7 days a week at the Sydney McDonald's.
Did you realize that over 85% of Americans own a cell phone, but only 48% own an individual life insurance policy? That leaves way too many families who will be unprotected if they suddenly lose a parent. That's why we'd also like to point out that 100% of State Farm agents offer life insurance. So if you're at a place where procrastination just meant motivation, use that cell phone of yours to call State Farm agent Rose Smith today at 563-3533.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Harry Graves along with Billy Blake here on a Friday night. 15-8 is the score. The BG Bobcats leading the Delhi Bulldogs, or if you want to be exact about it, the Delaware Academy and Central School Bulldogs. Great football game. The Bobcats scored right off the bat, very first play from scrimmage, and it's been so-so from there. And now to carry you through the middle part of this ball game, Mr. Billy Blake.
Thank you very much, Harry. And the first play in the second quarter is a carry for Justin Sirigliano. He picks up about 5 yards, and it will be second and five for the Bulldogs from their own 41-yard line.
So it is going to be one of those that he picks up about five. We're going to be seeing a whole lot of that. Are you adding just the totals in, or are you adding the individuals here? Just the totals?
And individuals.
Just the totals.
Okay. Palmer with a pitch to Jake Mazzarella. Mazzarella breaks one tackle, and he's taking down very close to the first down marker. We'll probably get a spot in.
Maz right there just stands back and looks at it. The officials are eyeballing it up, and now the white cap goes ahead and gives the signal, and it is going to be first down for the BG Bobcats.
Bobcats from their own 48-yard line.
Mazzarella in unofficial scoring has come up with 135 yards. Through the first quarter of this ball game. Now Butcher splits way out to the far side.
Palmer keeps it himself, escapes out of the pocket, running near the sidelines, and is pushed out of bounds for a gain of about 9 yards. That was Ben Dennison playing both ways for the Bulldogs, pushing Corbin Palmer out of bounds, but not before he crossed midfield and gets to the Delhi 45-yard line. And some fans in the crowd complaining about that spot.
So gain on that play of a long eight. Call it second and two.
Sirigliano and Mazzarella in the backfield. And Palmer gives it to Mazzarella, who breaks one tackle. Then he is hit hard at the 36-yard line, but not before he picks up a Bobcats first down.
Mazzarella hit that time by Ben Dennison, and Dennison just stopped him in his tracks.
Chains keep on moving for the Bobcats as they look to add to their 15-8 lead with 10:30 to go and counting in the first half. Bobcats looking to go to 2-0 on the year, as they picked up a road victory in week one against Seton Catholic. Palmer gives it to Sirigliano. Sirigliano crosses the 30, out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Dennison on the tackle again, and that one is close and might be another first down for the BG Bobcats.
I was going to say, you notice that Dennison is going both ways. He's the offensive quarterback. He is the defensive take-charge guy here on this first series of play.
And now we have a timeout, I believe, is called by the Delhi Bulldogs as they look to slow down the running game of the Bobcats. So the clock is stopped with 10:17 to go in the second quarter. The Bobcats 15 and the Delhi Bulldogs 8. This is high school football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Gary Graves along with Billy Blank from the Bainbridge-Guilford High School football field. Friday night football, week number 2 on our WCDO football calendar.
And the timeout is done as the Bobcats and Bulldogs both back out on the field. First down and 10 for BG inside the Delhi 30. And there is a carry up the middle for Mazzarella. And he will just get a couple on that carry.
So number 21, Mr. Maz, doesn't get all that many that time, but it brings him enough so that he's now up closing in on 150 yards. 149, according to my unofficial stats, in about 9 carries. The lights are very definitely taking effect here. We still have the hills outlined against the horizon, so we can still see across the valley. You just can't see too much.
Palmer drops back in the pocket, throwing over the middle, and that pass is incomplete, intended for Lucas Butcher.
So he tried to go to Butcher, but it didn't work. And right there was the official, and also right there was one of the Delhi defenders who pushed him away the very last second. But with the official, there was absolutely no question of interference on that one.
Third down and 8 for the Bobcats at the Bulldogs' 24-yard line, and now we have a timeout called by the Bobcats.
We mentioned before that this was not a league game. Even though these two teams both have pretty much the same size schools and the same number of athletes available to choose from, they aren't in the same division. One of them is in division, what I can't remember, 7, and the other one is 6 or something along that line. But they do not play each other all that often. So next week, we will see the Bainbridge-Guilford Bobcats again. This time, they're going up against the Unitico Spartans, and that is a league game. So they'll be going up against the UV Storm next week in their first league contest of this season.
And then we'll be right back at it tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Alumni Stadium in Binghamton. We'll see if Seton Catholic can respond from their loss to Bainbridge-Guilford last week.
As they go up against the Unitico Spartans. It's interesting because I've been reading the newspapers and see what quotes they get from the papers and from the coaches and in some cases even from the players. And it's interesting to see who hopes they're going to be up and who. And over time, you get to know which coaches are the really eager ones and which ones are the very conservative ones. And it's fun. I enjoy it. The Bobcats break out of the huddle, and they're getting ready to go.
Big play upcoming, third down and 8. And there is a carry up the middle for Mazzarella. Palmer gave it to Mazzarella immediately, then faked a handoff to Sirigliano. A good carry for Mazzarella, but not sure if it is a first down or not, and it won't be. He did get inside the 20, but it's 4th and 3.
Yeah, it looks like Mazzarella will pick up about 5 on that. Now he's over the 150-yard mark on about 10 carries. That is certainly a fine record at this point.
9 minutes to go and counting in the half, and the Bobcats will go for it on 4th and 3. Palmer fakes it. He keeps it himself, and he spins away from one tackle and is dragged down at around the 11 or 12-yard line, but that will
be a Bainbridge-Guilford first down.
And who gets it? One of the members of the backfield offensively for the Delhi Bulldogs, that kid by the name of D. Dominicus, whips him around and drops in.
Drive stays alive for the Bobcats in the red zone, already leading this one by a score of 15-8.
Webb splits out to the right, off to the near side. It's Butcher.
Mazzarella and Sirigliano in the backfield. They go to Sirigliano, and Sirigliano is dragged down for a gain of about two.
He did not start that one quite as far toward the line of scrimmage as he sometimes does. He dropped back a few yards and then started up, so it looked like he had a good gain. Only going to get about 2 yards on the play.
Clock continues to tick along as we approach the 8-minute mark in the half. Same formation that we've seen. Bowerly the tight end, two receivers, and the backs Mazzarella and Sirigliano. This time Mazzarella gets the call, and nothing doing that time as Delhi steps up defensively.
Oh, I'm telling you, he got hit by two or three men. One of the men who came up to meet him was Brian Ingram. Ingram just put all of his weight behind him and just pushed him back. No gain on that play.
Third and seven for the Bobcats at the 11-yard line. They do not need a touchdown, but they have to get inside the 4-yard line for the first.
So about 7.5 minutes remaining in period number two. The Bobcats lead it by one touchdown.
And the throw to Bowerly is complete in the end zone for a touchdown. A flag was thrown. We will see who that is on, but for now it is a touchdown for Austin Bowerly as the tight end makes the catch from the lefty quarterback Corbin Palmer.
Yeah. I have a feeling that that one's going to be against Delhi because the same official who threw the flag ends up then going ahead and signaling the touchdown. And Mr. Billy Blake immediately grabs the pen out of my hands. He is keeping good records, and he doesn't want me to screw him up because he has to do the recap in a little bit. So the score goes up to 21-8, and it's going to be another kicking situation for that Palmer kid.
And the kick is up and good. So Corbin Palmer completes the 7-yard pass to Austin Bowerly, and then he kicks the extra point. And with 7:17 on the clock in the first half, it's the BG Bobcats 22 and the Delhi Bulldogs 8. This is high school football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
It's all about
the more we know you and your financial goals, the more easily we can help you achieve them. Talk to us. Come on in and find out why so many of your neighbors use us for all their financial needs. Come by and see how easy it is to become an owner of your own financial institution. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So you don't want to keep the stats, so now you're giving me the pencil again. You know, Billy, Harry Graves and Billy Blake here. One of the things that you may not have noticed in that hectic scramble, when the snap came back, it was not a clean snap. Butcher had to jump up out of his position in order to get the football. He grabbed the football, still managed to get it on the ground. Palmer still came in and got the kick. Outstanding play by Butcher.
And we've already seen one high snap on the extra point that actually turned out to be a two-point conversion for the Bobcats as they kick off. Bulldogs returning from their own 10-yard line. And
ooh,
he is hit hard. I believe that was...
I'm looking at D. Dominicus. I can't tell. It's 20-something, but I couldn't tell who did the run back. It may very well have been number 22 in there, and that is Brandon Simons. We'll at least give him credit for the run back.
So the Bulldogs look to respond after the Bobcats put 7 points on the board. 22-8 Bobcats lead, 7-12 to go in the first half.
Or if you like to translate that to touchdowns, we'll call it 3-1 in favor of the Bobcats. So it is going to be Bobcats last week, Bobcats this week, Bobcats again next week, as we've got three in a row on WCDO.
Dennison with Newman in motion, and there's a run up the middle, and that will be good for a gain of two, maybe three. I believe that was Ingram who got the carry.
Newman going from right to left was the man in motion that time, and it did manage to draw a couple of Bobcat defenders with him, but the ball is punched right up the middle.
Second and seven for the Bulldogs.
That is now 18 yards on four carries for Ingram.
Second and seven from the 29-and-a-half-yard line for the Bulldogs.
You're going to get down to tenths before long, my friend.
Dennison in shotgun. He's got three wide receivers and flags everywhere as it looks like we have a false start on the Bulldogs.
Yeah, that was an illegal procedure as they wanted to make sure that he was going, and the officials are right there to throw those flags. It was interesting because that time Dennison had hand motion. He had people not where he wanted them, so he was trying to get his teammates back where he wanted them before the ball came back to him.
So it is second and 12 for the Bulldogs.
So now the coaches put up their hand, say, okay, guys, get down on defense. We're going to make sure this is going our way. The Bulldogs not in a hurry to jump out of that huddle. Now Newman splits to the near side, and they're ready to go.
Dennison in shotgun again. Dennison looking to his left, and that throw is incomplete. Intended for Brandon Simon.
I'll tell you, they had a couple of defenders for the Bobcats who were really coming down to put the pressure on, and it was amazing that Dennison was going to have as much time to throw as he did have, and he didn't have a whole lot.
Back to the drawing board for the Delhi offense, third and 13.
So it was the Bobcats scoring on the very first play from scrimmage. Then the Delhi Bulldogs came back about midway through the period, and since then, it has been one late first quarter score and one early second quarter score that have made this a wider spread ball game.
Dennison waving a man in motion. Dennison looking to his right. That pass is dropped. Incomplete is the ruling on the field by Austin Golo. Golo had his hands on it momentarily, but he didn't really make a football move, and the official blew it incomplete right away, and I believe it will be fourth down for the Bulldogs.
Yeah, the senior just bounced off the ground here that time, as Austin Golo really wanted to be able to do good things and couldn't do it. So it is going to be a momentary pause. Actually, he was winded on that one. And with the sensitivity that we have right now to concussions and injuries, the official just said, all right, I want to talk to you for another second before we start that clock. He's okay. He's back in the huddle. We're ready to go.
Fourth down for the Bulldogs. Bobcats have two men back for the punt return. And now the officials explaining a ruling towards the BG sidelines, and now they blow the whistle. We're ready to resume play.
Looks to me like it's going to be Butcher and Cole Webb, the two men who usually do the kick receiving, back for the Bobcats.
Dennison punting this one for the Bulldogs. It's a good punt, and it will be Cole Webb returning this one from his own 40-yard line. Webb crosses midfield and is taken down at the 48-yard line.
Yeah, Webb that time ended up with a really pretty decent run back as he took that foul at about the 38, 39-yard line, came up almost 15 yards. They're going to put it in play over in Delhi territory. We'll call it at the 36.
Excellent field position for BG to start this drive. 5:38 to go in the half. It's the Bobcats 22 and the Bulldogs of Delhi 8. Corbin Palmer giving his offensive unit the play call. Now they're out of the huddle, ready to go. Two receivers, it's Webb and Butcher. Sorgliano and Mazzarella in the backfield, and it's Mazzarella right up the middle. He breaks several tackles and is taken down at the 28-yard line. That's a gain of nearly 15 yards.
Oh, Mazzarella did really well that time. He gets 15. I think they're going to spot it at about 18 by the time he finally gets things down. That brings him up to 174 yards. And I'm going to blame you on this. You didn't leave me enough room to write Mazzarella's all of his yards because he just keeps chewing up paper in our stat sheet.
Corbin Palmer gives the ball to Sorgliano, running to his right, and there's a fumble.
Sorgliano managed to get up for a gain of two or three, but there is a hush over the audience and a bit of excitement on the part of Delhi. We'll have to wait and see where they will actually say the ball is.
The head referee is signaling second down, so the Bobcats do recover that fumble.
So gain that time of about three.
And now there's under 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. Second and seven for BG at the Delhi 25-yard line. Palmer with a pitch to Mazzarella. Mazzarella hit hard after picking up a couple on the ground there.
Oh, Maz is a happy boy on that one. He picks up about five. And as we said before, Mazzarella now is having a great night. He's got to be somewhere very unofficially up over 175 yards. And that is just turning out to be a good, good night for him.
Third and short situation for the Bobcats.
Once again, it's going to be Butcher way off to the far side. Cole Webb not split so far out on the left side.
They go back to Mazzarella right up the middle. He's got a first down and more. He's down inside the 10 to the 6 or 7-yard line.
So Mazzarella that time picks up 10, probably close to 15. And who was the man who got him right around the shoulders and brought him down? Number 11. That is Ben Dennison. So Dennison has not only been that quarterback, he has been a very solid defensive player.
First and goal for BG. Same formation as we've seen. It is Mazzarella and Sorgliano in the backfield. Webb and Butcher the receivers.
Ooh.
Corbin Palmer keeps it himself for the quarterback keeper, and he dives towards the pylon, and it is very close. And I believe they're going to mark him down inside the one-yard line,
yeah.
But no touchdown.
Yeah, they're not going to give him that one. And I'll tell you, Corbin Palmer that time came down and saw that he had to go probably a yard or yard and a half, and he went airborne. And as a result, he got close but no cigar. And with that, Coach Mattingly is going to call timeout. He wants to take a good game plan before they start it.
3:41 on the clock. It's the Bobcats 22, Bulldogs 8. This is high school football on WCDO.
September savings are here this week at your locally owned and operated Sydney and Unadilla Great American Food Stores. Enjoy the savings this week with fresh Western Grain Fed whole boneless center cut pork loins for just $1.89 a pound. How about locally grown bi-color super sweet corn 6 years for $1.99? Also enjoy red ripe whole sweet seedless watermelons this week for $3.99 a piece. In our frozen department, we have all of our assorted Orida French fries at a great price of two for $5. Stop by our grocery department for great savings with 5 pound bags of Best Yet sugar, also two for $5. We have assorted Best Yet canned vegetables at two for a buck. Assorted bags of Lay's potato chips, buy one, get one free. And large assorted flavors of Folgers ground coffee for $7.99 each. Have you checked out in our meat department the new Signature Series line of assorted frozen meat, vegetables, and desserts? Mix and match any of these great products such as breaded chicken patties, beef patties, crinkle cut fries, pepperoni pizza, blackberry or peach cobbler, and so many more for all the fantastic price of $4.99 each, or pick five of these great items and pay only $19.99 for all five. Just another way your local BK5 Great Americans are here for you to help save you money.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Billy Blake.
Gary Graves, along with Billy Blake. Sorry about that, Bill. I didn't mean to step on your toes. We wanted to make sure that we got that commercial in, still had time to set the stage. Well, all of that goes for nothing. It's going to be illegal procedure against the Bobcats, so we're going to have more time to go at it before they get going. You and I were talking off air. I said I enjoy watching Tim Mattingly, the coach, so much because we were saying that when he was a high school player back a generation ago, I never saw the excitement that I'm seeing out of him today. He's an animated coach in that huddle saying, I want you to do this. I want you to go in there. I went, blah, blah, blah. Great playing.
So after the penalty, it will be second and goal from the 5. Mazzarella gets the call right up the middle, and he is in the end zone. Another touchdown for Jake Mazzarella, a 5-yard run right up the middle, and it's a 28-8 score with 3:34 to go in the first half.
So 3:34 when Mazzarella makes that little plunge. And he goes on in, and the scoring continues. Now, watch and see if the snap comes in this time, or Butcher had to work again.
A high snap, and the head official comes in with a whistle.
That was very interesting, because that was almost identical to the play they had before, where the snap was high. Last time, Butcher was able to grab the ball and get it down quickly. Still, Corbin Palmer came in and kicked it away. This time it didn't happen, and the referee is being questioned by a couple of players, and I'm waiting to see where they called the dead ball. But in any event,
put his knee down.
Is it got his knee on the ground?
So Butcher had his knee down to feel the to hold the snap, but he took his knee off the ground because the snap was so high. And then once he put his knee back on the ground, the play was waved dead. So no extra point for the Bobcats. It's a 28-8 score.
And, you know, while we've got the moment, I want to remind everybody again, and I do this because there are families that were in the Bainbridge area, the McCowan family, everybody knew back in the a generation ago. But Judy McCowan Patel is going to be at the Bainbridge Town Hall Theater tomorrow. DJ Potter will be doing the male half of that Party for Two duet, as he ends up doing a terrific job. And then the female vocals will all be put in by Judy, what is now Judy Patel. It's going to be 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Town Hall Theater. A show, I saw that show up at Unitego Central School, in the spring. And it's well worth going to see.
And the Bobcats kick it off. It was number 7, Lucas Butcher, on the kickback. And here is a good return for the Bulldogs.
Yeah,
out to the 33-yard line. That looks like it was 28.
That's D. Dominicus, yeah. That is going to be Noah D. Dominicus, who just is getting beat up out there pretty good today, but the junior really put his heart into it that time. Got across the 30. They'll put it down on the high side of the 30.
So there is 3:27 to go in the first half. Plenty of time for Ben Dennison and company to get some points on the board for Delhi as they trail 28-8.
I'm going to leave it to you to fill. And you're not doing that.
Two receivers to the right. Man in motion, that's Mike Newman. And there's a carry up the middle to 42, Brian Ingram. And Ingram with a carry of about 15 yards to the 49-yard line.
So Ingram, remember, he's probably the biggest guy in that whole backfield at 6 feet, 190 pounds. He manages to get up about an inch shy of midfield.
First down for the Bulldogs. Two receivers to the right. Another receiver out to the left. Dennison with another handoff to Ingram. And Ingram gets to the 35-yard line. Another 15-yard carry for Ingram. Two powerful runs
I'll tell you, he has ended up in the last couple of plays showing good stuff as he has managed to now get up over 40 yards. Somebody's a little bit angry here at himself. It looks to me, I don't see him. Is it number 60 for the Bobcats? Was not too happy. That's Mr. Ives, I believe. Yep, Philip Ives was very angry at himself for missing a key man that time.
First down, Dennison with a quarterback keeper. They fake the handoff to Ingram, and Dennison running towards the far sidelines picks up 7 or 8, and it will be second and short for Delhi.
So it is going to be Mr. Dennison this time, who now on that one is up over 35 yards for the day on the ground.
Still plenty of time on the clock with 2:08 and counting. Second down for the Bulldogs at the Bobcats 30-yard line.
Newman is going to the far sideline. Watch him. He may end up going in motion on this play. They got a man split way out to the near side, too.
Dennison and shotgun rolling to his right, and that throw is a deep one intended for D. Dominicus, but he cannot make the catch. The throw was a little too far out of his range. And it will be third down and 4. 1:47 on the clock. And it will stop after that incomplete pass.
I'll tell you, that gives everybody an opportunity to catch their breath. And the man who needs it probably more than anybody else that time is Noah Dominicus, who comes back into that huddle. He's the last man to get in there. But it's going to be a third down. We'll call it 4.
Dennison under center this time. He's got 2 receivers to his left. Man in motion is Newman. And there is a carry. And that will be close to a first down. It was number 42, Ingram again. And he was taken down at the 25, very close to the first down marker.
I'll tell you, it all goes into the excitement of this game. Now the white cap comes out, gives the arm signal, first down, and the Delhi Bulldogs keep going.
There's 90 seconds to go and counting.
So the chains now moved up 10 yards, and it will be first and 10 from the 25.
Dennison back in shotgun, looking to his right. That throw is intended for D. Dominicus, incomplete, batted away by the safety there, Corbin Palmer.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where D. Dominicus that time actually didn't have he wasn't the intended target. It was going to be Simons that time. And Simons ran down that area, went high into the air, and what do? You just couldn't catch up to the football. He was almost trapped between the players behind him and the sidelines.
1:15 on the clock. Second and 10 for the Bulldogs at the Bobcats 25-yard line.
Newman split out on one side, Simons on the other.
Man in motion is D. Dominicus. Dennison, the quarterback, keeps it himself, and he is tripped up for 1 yard, if that.
The man who tripped him up that time was number 35. That was Pedro Aparicio, 5'9", 195 pounds of just solid muscle.
Under a minute to go in the half. Third and 10 for the Bulldogs. Simon split wide right. Dennison looking to the right. And he throws to Simons, and he had the ball, and then he dropped it incomplete.
Very quickly over that on that ball to fall on it was Corbin Palmer. Palmer on defense saw a loose ball. He didn't wait for the call from the official. He saw a loose ball. He pounced. He didn't need to pounce, but he pounced. So now it'll be a fourth and still about 10.
37.8 seconds remaining in the half. Let's see what Dave Kelly draws up for his quarterback, Ben Dennison. He's in shotgun. Simon split right. Man in motion is the Dominicus. Paul, or excuse me, ooh, that's passes down the sidelines, and that one is incomplete.
Ooh, I'll tell you.
Dennison had a lot of time in the pocket. Not much pressure from BG defensively, and Simons was the receiver, and he was just out of bounds, incomplete. So the Bobcats will take over with that turnover on downs.
I'll tell you, you had no clue until the very last split second that that one got away from Simons, because Dennison that time just took his time, was really effective, and I thought it was too close.
30 seconds left in the half. Some confusion for BG offensively, but now they have all 11 guys out there, and Corbin Palmer will just take a knee, and that will bring us to halftime.
Yeah, at this point, you don't want to get anybody hurt. You still got, you're going to have long yardage because you're going to have in there 50, 60, 70 yards. 70 yards to go, they're not going to push things too much. You're going to take another knee, I'll bet, and just let that whole clock run down.
So two quarters in the books at Bainbridge Guilford. It is the Bobcats 28 and the Delhi Bulldogs 8.
And you're listening to your station for sports here in the Tri-Town area, WCDO.